Determining what policy will be in the coming year was up for discussion for about 6 hours Saturday when Indiana Farm Bureau met for the annual August delegate session. Over 250 delegates discussed many items, including the need for economic development in the state, but transparency in the process. INFB President Randy Crone cited the Lebanon LEAP district example from Boone County.
And also making sure that the local officials have a little more input into it, because most of that was done before any of the local commissioners, council knew anything about it. And so they are trying to figure out how to craft some language, but they want more transparency, some more local input. But still to have economic development is going to be super important.
That project in Boone County is partially responsible for Indiana Farm Bureau setting up a task force dealing with a very precious resource, water.
There's been a lot of discussion about the LEAP district, but there's not enough water there to support it. So they're going to pipe water from Tippecanoe County down to Boone County to the tune of about 100 million gallons a day is what the proposal is. We had a lot of discussion about that, but it's so complex. It's not an easy thing to try to come to a conclusion with one time. So we're going to appoint a task force to try to study that and evaluate what we need to do and to make sure agriculture is protected. You know, there's a lot of water uses, whether it's our livestock or, you know, irrigation. How do we protect or make sure that agriculture's at the table and having these conversations?
Here are other INFB priorities and takeaways Crone has from the session by clicking on this story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Andy Eubank.